בכבוד.
יהיה פרמישן. יש סיקס פרשע, זה תורת דבר. זה ניו ג'נרישן. אתה בואו את תורת ישראל. They spoke against Moshe and Hashem. Together. מדבר העם בלוקים ומשה. זה בגמרא. They compared Moshe to Hashem and Hashem to Moshe. And let's actually talk about this soon. We're going to do Teshuvah and we're going to say, we've seen, we did Barnum by Elohim Vavach, we compared both of you together. Down to the Torah, this is the scene. And the question is, somebody compares Hashem to Moshe, Moshe to Hashem. It's not a scene. This is, something is wrong with the curse. This is the biggest generation we ever had. It's called Dodea. We ever had. They say that Moshe and Hashem are the same. Impossible. What do they say? They say they don't like to have the man. The reason says the Gemara with the man. It seems the man was swallowed inside the body. Whoever ate man only did not have to go to the bathroom for 40 years. And actually, when you think about it, Hashem never had in mind to use a bathroom. Hashem can manufacture a person that doesn't go to the bathroom. By the way, there's one incident. Mosquito doesn't go to the bathroom. Never. Hashem made the system in case you won't behave. Here's a demonstration to create a tradition. Then the system starts to work. It's going to the bed. Otherwise, it's not going to the bed. And actually, Hashem showed to us in the desert, where they only 8 months did not go to the bed. But, I'm Israel, this is a new generation, but they say that we don't like this thing. They said, listen, told Moshe, it's impossible. One day our stomach will pop out. This was the complaint. So I tell us, like the Hussein, ruining snakes, burning. Gemara says, snakes, that when they beat the person, the poison went inside his stomach and he had fire in his stomach. Amrav Misraeli, the Torah says, a lot of people die. The question is, why Hashem have to do such a thing? A regular snake also can kill a person. The Gemara says that one of the reasons the snakes came because Amitra so-called spoke Lashon Hara about the man. The man is not, they come out of the system, our stomach Lashon Hara. This is the truth. There are innocent people, they said, listen, something might happen to us. We're not going to use the bathroom. Not Lashon Hara on the man. That's Lashon Hara made on your stomach. And actually, the Gemara says, whoever ate something else that they bought from the peddlers, Gemara said they had to go to the bathroom. So, what are you afraid? They had to go to the bathroom. Okay, so go have something from the peddler. They can go to the bathroom. So the Torah tells us that Amitai came to Moshe and said, Moshe, please, Moshe, pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, pray to Hashem. Hashem told Moshe, listen, what I want you to do is to make a snake and hang it on a stand, it sounds like. Hang it on a stand. And then whoever is going to be bitten by a snake will look at the snake and he's going to be healed. We all did something very special. You don't have, no? To make a snake. Why did they make a snake? They did teshuvah. They regret it. So I said, they said, we're sorry. We've seen. We spoke about you and Hashem. And now, Hashem said, you know what? This is what you got to do. the Gemara says Moshe never made a stand. Moshe hung the snake in the sky, and the snake traveled like an airplane on top of them, brought the Jordan River, and then landed, and then it was there until towards the end of the Hamidah, the second festival of Hamidah, that Am Yisrael started to worship this. And then Chizkiyahu HaMelech broke. The Gemara says there was a debate about Chachamim, if he did right or not, can you imagine that? It's a special snake. It's a shame. Chizkiyahu, why did you do it? You know what I'm saying? But my grandfather should have done it already. But Am Yisrael did it like God. There's a story in the Torah. Chachamim tell us that the secret behind this episode that the Torah says is not just a story. Tell us a message. The Gemara says, Gemara Yerushalmi says like this. Am Yisrael complained about a man, Hashem spoke out, and Hashem said like this. Look, when I cursed the snake after he convinced Adam and Chava to eat from the tree, I told the snake, you should have spent all your life. Comes the Gemara and says, what kind of a curse is it? No. Good, he had everything ready for him. He doesn't have to go out to look for food. The Gemara, no, it means that everything that the snake is going to eat is gonna taste like sand. It's not the curse. Since he told Chava, it's very good, tasty, Hashem took out his fish. Tasteless. He doesn't taste anything yet. This is the Gemara that Hashem said, look, the snake was punished, and everything that he eat tastes like sand. He doesn't complain to me. You, I'm Israel, that I gave you man, and any taste that you want, you taste in the man, you complaining? And actually, the depth of it is really, it's not a comparison, because the snake did the same. So, well, how could he complain? Hashem said, look, snake doesn't complain. He can't complain. He was punished. He did something bad. He can't say, listen, look at the snake. The snake does not complain. You should not have complained either. Listen, the snake cannot complain. He made the snake. Hashem Chachamim, really the snake did not deserve a big punishment. Because Gemara says, if Hashem would have asked the snake, why did he do it? The snake would have answered, why did she listen to me? The Gemara, the rabbi tells you something, the rabbi snake tells you something, who would you listen to? The rabbi, right? Gemara says, the snake would have answered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did she listen to me? So what if I told her? Read from the tree. You told her, you messed up in Israel not to read, so how come she? So therefore, Gemara says, they did not really deserve a big punishment. He could have gotten out of it. You know, got out of it. Nevertheless, he accepted the punishment. Everything that he eats, he eats a snake. Tastes like that. Hashem said, you, Am Yisrael, I gave you man, and go. What does Hashem want from you? Rabbi said, Hashem wants you to appreciate it. Not to deny Hashem's favor to you. But it means, here's the Gemara, we came out of Egypt. Hashem supplies us with everything. So we have no right to complain. Thank God that you have what we eat. And actually, Chachamim say, this is Alachan Shulchan Aruch. Chachamim say, the first thing a person wakes up in the morning is to say, Modeh Ani. Thank you, Hashem. She gave me back my neshama. So what it means, Chachamim say that this, all the brachot that we say, Kol Berkot HaShachar, Hashem, you make a person be able to see, to hear, take a person so-called out of his bed, can stand on the floor, can walk. All the brachot tzadikot tzarki, amachim et tzadikah, because all the brachot that we have in the morning is so-called to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we should not, chas v'shalom, be considered be denying Hashem's spirit. Paul says that the whole world depends on that. Likewise, says the Gemara. After Adam HaRishon ate from the tree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, you eat from the tree? He said, the wife that you gave me, she gave it. Chachamim said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu know that you ate from the tree. What was this question? He said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Adam HaRishon an out. Adam HaRishon would have said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, I did. Without blaming his wife, he would say, I'm sorry, Hashem, the way to the door. He said, Gemara, what is the thing that Hashem did not like? The Gemara said, Hashem did not like that Adam HaRishon answered him, the wife that you gave me, she gave to me. He said, Gemara, look, you asked for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a wife. Hashem put you a very nice wife. Hashem put 24 pieces of jewels on her arm. Brought her, and Adam HaRishon said, I was very happy, my wife. You are very happy Hashem gave it to you? Yeah. Now, when Hashem asks you, did you eat? You say, the wife that you gave me in the text like this. Mar says, ah, here. You deny. That's the problem. It's the worst thing in the world not to appreciate something. Likewise, says the Gemara. One of the mitzvot that we have, you're not allowed to hate an Egyptian person. That's the Torah. Why? Mar says, because they let you into Egypt. When Yaakov Avinu came down to Egypt. And 3,000 years later, let me listen. You cannot hate an Egyptian. Why? Because he did a favor to your great-grandfather 3,000 years ago. Which is not bad enough. The worst thing is, the Gemara says, even though the Egyptians made us slaves for nothing, hard slavery for a lot of years, took our children and threw them into the fire, took our children and put them into the walls, took our children and slaughtered them and power took a jacuzzi in the blood. Still, you cannot hate the guy. You cannot hate this Egyptian. Why? Because once there was a famine, immigration in Egypt, let us in. Excuse me, you know why they let us in? Because Egypt is handy because of us. Because Yosef did Egypt. So, they have no complaint about us, and really, we don't have to give them anything. First of all, we're coming for Yosef, and he saved Egypt, so you have to let us with respect. Secondly, you did something so bad and mean to us all the years we were there. And thirdly, I'm 3,000 years later. Nevertheless, says the Gemara, as long as somebody does a favor to you once, doesn't matter even if he hurts you later, you still owe it. You cannot hate him. You cannot hate him. He helped you. Doesn't matter what he did to you later. Why? Because the appreciation of such a thing is forever. And this is what the world is standing on. The Chachamim say, it's like this HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show us this. Even though somebody doesn't do anything, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not destroy him. Let me live. He's still alive, even though. The person gets up in the morning, he says, thank you very much for your neshama, that you return my neshama as I'm alive, that I can move my body, and I can walk, and I can breathe, and I can eat, and everything. And then during the day, Hashalom, he might do something against Hashem. So with that appreciation and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving him alive, he's using that thing against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the worst thing in the world. Chachamim tell us that the world stands on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behavior, that even though that we don't do right every time, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu still supplies to us. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do the same thing. Just better. Adam Hashem like Chava, didn't like Chava. Hashem gave you a wife. That woman, you said you like it? Doesn't matter. And then you won't get divorced. You said, you don't understand. You can't get divorced. You can't get divorced. Because you appreciate it very much. She did once for you something good. It's all right. You cannot get divorced from her. All your life. You said, this is now she doesn't. Doesn't matter. She does. You're not forced to the Egyptians. What they did to you. Did so many bad things to you. And you still cannot take them. One of them is what you cannot hate an Egyptian. I said, what do you mean? Listen, that's what it means. Somebody who did not hate what you want, you cannot just forget about it. Never. Dr. Hamim, the Gemara Yerushalmi said like this too. You know why the snake did not complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because the snake really knew. It means if they complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, you know what? Come upstairs, I want to talk to you. That's the end of it. If you want to be alive, you cannot complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's appreciate your life. That's what Rambam used to say, Modani, even before you wash your hands in the morning. To tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you very much for my life. Thank you that I can stand, I can do, I can do. I said, thank you very much. But if you don't appreciate it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you don't appreciate life, okay. Come upstairs, I won't talk to you. I'm going to come to Gemara Yerushalmi and say, look, let's talk about this man. Even though I punished the snake and I told him every food that he's going to eat is going to taste like sand, but the snake did not answer it. Because if the snake would have said, why? He said, listen, if you don't like this, doesn't matter. I take you the Shama away, you'll be dead. And the Gemara says, look, I'm Israel, Hashem gave us man. And the man can taste anything that you think, and you're complaining. You won't understand. Therefore, after Am Yisrael did the Shuvah, and the Shuvah is like this, it says, listen, we did the mistake we spoke against you and Hashem. What's the mistake? What's the mistake? The mistake is that you complain about the man. Hashem gave you the man, and it is Bishut Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says the man came and said Bishut Moshe. Not only the man, the Gemara says the wind, after Miriam died, Bishut Moshe. The cloud, after Aaron died, Bishut Moshe. So when you complain and you say we don't like it, it means you say I don't like Hashem, I don't like Moshe. That's what the Gemara means, to compare Moshe to Hashem. Not with the strength, with the power. You compare Moshe to Hashem about the subject of man and say, both of you don't do the right thing. We don't want the man that Hashem gave us. We don't want the man that Moshe, he is the one that because of him we have the man. We don't want it. We don't like it. this is called you denying the good things that Hashem gives you. For this, Hashem sent the snakes to the Gemara of Shani. To tell you, look at the snake. Eventually, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, I'll tell you what you guys do. You gotta do a snake. Maybe that is the word snake, right? Everyone says burning thing. It's burning. Why burning? The Gemara says it was a generation after the Mabul, 340 years after the Mabul, decided to build the tower and rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara says the Kadosh Baruch Hu called up Gabriel. Let me go downstairs. You can see the tower that the sons of Adam built. That's the Gemara. Sons of Adam? Who is sons of Adam? Of course, sons of Adam. They are Adam. What do you think, Gemara says? Children of animals? I says, no. They are the great grandchildren of Adam. Adam did not appreciate Hashem. That he gave him a wife? That he gave him life? Those people also don't appreciate. Only 340 years after the flood, after Mabul, the world was destroyed. Oh, Hashem, you're alive. You see, you're building a tower against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are in the same situation as Adam HaRishon. Like Adam HaRishon was sent out of Gan Eden, Hashem sent them away from Babel. Hashem and spreading them all around the world. And the Gemara says, that tower, the Gemara says, one third got burned. Fire. Likewise, the Gemara says, a person is like a small world inside him. Hashem sent those burning snakes, bit them, and the poison burned inside them. I says, why? What kind of snake is this? Just to remind you that you are from the same generation that they built the tower, did not appreciate the Kadosh Baruch Hu, grandchildren of Adam HaRishon, that caused the destruction of this world, do not appreciate the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem told Moshe, you know what? Go make the snake. Come to Torah and says that Moshe made a snake from copper. This is the Gemara. Hashem never told Moshe to make from copper. Gemara says Moshe decided. Says the Gemara, why? It sounds like it's a thing in grammar. It's called Lashon, Nafela Lashon. It sounds the same. You know, Nachash, Nachoshet, Nachash is a snake. And Nachoshet is copper. So Moshe decided, he doesn't want to make it from gold, the Gemara said, he doesn't want to make it from silver. Hashem never told me what to do. Let me make it from copper. Copper is the Nechoshet. Sounds good. I mean, so this is something that Moshe can decide upon himself. Why did he call a Kadosh Baruch Hu on the hotline? And ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, should I make a snake for what? Let me want a snake. Sounds also like Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to hang it on a stand. Comes the Gemara and says, no, was never hung, was standing in the sky. So, what did Moshe exactly do? So come Chachamim and say like this, if there's a Mishnah, Gemara like this, what happens if a lady gives birth and the baby looks like an animal, like a sheep, like a goat, like a dog? What is the halacha of this lady? Dali says, what do you mean? How could a baby give out gives birth? Baby looks like a dog. Why can't it be such a thing? Dali says, a pregnant lady should never go to a zoo. Power of the eye is so strong. Whatever she's going to see in the zoo has an impact on the baby that she carries. This is like the Gemara says, it was a black ink. It came to Rabbi Akiva and asked him, how come my wife gave birth to a white baby? Rabbi Akiva asked him, excuse me, what kind of pictures do you have at home? I said, I have pictures of kings. Rabbi Akiva asked him, what color king is the white? The wife, while she was pregnant, the whole time she looked at those pictures that you have in the hallway in the bedroom, white. Then, she said, a white baby. The power of the eye is so strong that he says the pregnant lady cannot look in the zoo on animals. So she can have, even a caution, she can have even a sheep, she can have a goat. But how can it be? It's the power of the eye. But Hashem does Moshe Rabbeinu to make a snake, even though it's not a live one, but you see, it's almost like a live one. Hashem does Moshe to make a snake, the Moshe said, I cannot make a regular snake. If I make a regular snake, somebody's going to look at the snake. Might a pregnant lady will look at the snake. She might have a baby in the shape of a snake. I'm going to make the snake with copper. The copper in Hebrew is Nechoshet. Nechoshet contains inside the word Nahash. Actually, the Gemara says they made it green. A green snake. And that green snake, you look at a green snake, it says, oh, green is the color of mercy. Red is the color of judgment. So that a person will concentrate on the green, and then you will not get hurt. That's what I'm saying, that Moshe made a snake from copper. Nahash, Nechoshet. And that you can kill the people. He said, Gemara, what do you think? The snake will save a person? He says, no. The person raised his eyes. And then he saw, then he devoted his heart to Hashem. Why? Because they saw the snake, and they remember. But the Gemara says, snake never complained. Snake appreciated he's alive. It says, Hashem said to Moshe, take that snake and put it, and he's going to look at it. Whenever he's going to look at it, even if he's going to get bitten, he's going to be healed. By the way, you know the, all these pharmaceuticals, the big companies that produces medicine, the symbol and the logo is a snake on a stand. I don't know if those people, they know why. But I mean, when I go to buy a medicine in the pharmacy, and I see the thing, the first thing I'll do, I will not buy any medicine. It's a snake. What do you mean, poison? What do you mean? Have to see poison? Have to see a logo of something that is mercy. But whoever made it originally, it's really what was behind that branches. That's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara said, it's not the snake that kills you. And it's not the snake that heals you. It says, what heals you? That when you look at the snake, you remember that you have to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going to see it. How can you see it? The Gemara says, all the sicknesses, really, the Gemara says, in chet, in mitra below avon, in chet below yisurim. Gemara says, there's no such thing that you suffer and you're sinless. You need something. Maybe it's not this life, that's life. No such thing. He says, listen, you suffer, you don't feel well, right? So you have to have a snake in front of you. Because the snake will remind you that you have to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you get up in the morning and say, Mode Ani, you say, I appreciate Hashem, so you have to know that it's not the sin that makes the person sick. It's because you do a sin, it means you don't appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it goes back to Adam HaRishon. He did not appreciate. I think the Gemara says, in Mitzvah of Bikurim, that the first fruit that grows in Eretz Yisrael, you have to bring to Yerushalayim and give it to the Kohen. This is the Gemara. What is it all about? There is no amount that Hashem said that you have to bring to Beit HaMikdash. So, what is the whole Mitzvah? The Gemara says the whole Mitzvah is to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to tell him, I am very thankful to you, I appreciate you. Likewise, Adam HaRishon was Bechor. That fruit that he ate from Gan Eden was the first fruit. Therefore, Hashem told us, take the first fruit, correct, and to have in the system the appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch. Actually, when the person brings the Bikurim, says the Torah, he has to read the text. In this text, it says in the Torah, part of that text, Haggadah Shel Pesach, Anthony. We say, Haggadah Shel Pesach, Rabbi Velavi, says, Lavan, he went down to Egypt, the Egyptian gave us a hard time, then we screamed to Hashem, Hashem took us, and here we are, I'm bringing right now, you are Kadosh Baruch Hu to the Kohen, fruit, first fruit. Says, what is it all about? He says, I want to express my appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to thank him, something that my great-grandfather did not, something that the generation that built the tower did not, and something that our forefathers did not, when they complained about them. So this was the message. That you have to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, those pharmaceutical or these companies that produce this medicine, they don't know what they have to say, but that's what it means. It's not the medicine that's going to heal you. When you take the medicine, the Gemara says, that's what you have to think. We can't receive the offense, report. You'll have to go to the doctor. Not going to allow to give you medicine. But you have to have the snake in mind. But the reason why you had to go to the doctor is because you don't appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean? You don't appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It means you probably have done something wrong. That's what you got to think. So, but it's not the sin. Sin is a secondary thing. But the sin, so-called, shows that you don't appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you would appreciate him, if you said, Modeh Ani Lefanecha, and you said, thank you for everything, you would not have done something wrong. You did something wrong. Otherwise, you're never going to get sick. Therefore, I mean, say, that was the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Was so powerful that even though after this snake landed in Israel, and people started to bow down to the snake. Because they said, this is a statue, this is God. He did not want to destroy it. But listen, that when you look at that snake, forget about the thing that's Avodah Zarah, but at the end of the day, the snake would remind the person about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Look, you know where I have a snake? Who was that snake? The snake Moshe Rabbeinu made. Ah, Moshe Rabbeinu made. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu make it? I said, because he didn't appreciate Hashem. Therefore, Chachamim did not want to destroy it. The kings did not want to destroy it. Live until the fifth Yom HaKim says the Gemara, and he said this is impossible to continue like this. Because it's true, but still, they bow down to the snake. They bow to the snake as a statue, as an idol, I cannot have it. And therefore, the Gemara said Chizkiyahu destroyed, and that's one of the things that Chachamim did agree with Chizkiyahu. Some things he did, Chachamim disagreed with him. But it was a big debate to destroy it or not. Chachamim explained to us what is really the power of this man. This was that is God Israel. Actually, in the Torah, the Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go so called sound to make a stand and put the snake on it. But the Gemara says, you know, that the camp of Amitra had millions of people, it's very, very big. How tall do you have to make this stand in order for everybody to be able to see it? But the Gemara says, the way the Torah says, all the snakes were all around the camp. It means whoever was with my camp had to look immediately up and see the snake, and then he would devote his heart to Hashem, and then Hashem would have healed him. Okay, of course it's possible. But if you think about it, you have to make it something very, very big and very high to hang it. And then you have to have on the bottom probably wheels. Read it. All over. Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu said something and hung up in the sky, I cannot pray. The Ari says like this. I think that's the only time, if I'm right, I think it's the only time it says in the Torah the word nest. Nest in Hebrew is a miracle. Also it means a stand. In Shimon Israel, El Dari, we say the Kabbal Shofar Gadol Lecherotenu, after we say Barchenu, Rechalenu, say, Rimo, please blow a big shofar for us. And the sun Nes, raise a Nes, the Kabet Galiotenu to gather us back to Eretz Israel. Ari says, what's the kavana that you have when you say, Hashem, please, raise a nest? What do you mean, a stand? There should be a stand. And the stand what? To gather you? I'm going to gather you. What does it mean? Ari says, the word nest, numerical value, nun is 50, namesh is 60, is 110. Ari, there are two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you combine them, also 110. The first name is the one we know, Olamunai. Aleph, Daled, and Nun, and Yud. Aleph is 1, Daled is 4, Nun is 50, and Yud is 10, together 65. This Hashem's name is called Shema Geula, the name of redemption that's equal to 45. If you take Hashem's name, Yud, and a Hey, and a Vav, and a Hey, and you spell it out, let the Yud, you write Yud Vav Dalet. The numerical value of that word or that letter is 20. Then you say Hey. You write Hey Hey. Another time. Then you write Vav. Two Vav. Then you write another two Hey's. You write a Vav with Aleph, it becomes 45. Psalm 45, Yud in the Hey, Vav in the Yud, I'm sorry. Yud, Vav, Dalet, Hey, Aleph, Vav, Aleph, Vav, and Hey and Aleph. You add those words from the fourth letter of Kadosh Baruch Hu, it becomes 45. 45 is the numerical value of the word Geula. Pesari, in Shemoneh, when you say, Hashem, please blow a shofar and gather us and raise a so-called bnes, like a stand, for all of us to come together to go to Eretz Yisrael. And he says, have in mind this. You know when the Gula is going to come, and everybody will accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu as master of universe. It's called Amonai, my master. And he will have the name of the Gula visualized in front of him. You have to get 110. Et Chachamim say, Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem told him, go make a stand and hang it, Moshe Rabbeinu translated the word stand, death, into the two names. He said those two names, and the snake flew to Shamayim and stood in Shamayim Matalavah. To tell us, this, you need a private redemption. As long as you need a redemption for all of Israel, this is the redemption stand on the two names, except HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my master. Then you have the redemption. It means that somebody looked at the snake. The Gemara says, when you look at the snake, you devote your heart to Hashem. Meshabdim et libam l'shamayim, to make your heart so cold to be a slave to Hashem. It means you appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you have the Yeshua. Then Hashem will give you the redemption for yourself. As well, that's really what the Kavanah in Kabbalah Shofar Gadol, after we say Mevarech HaShanim, I'm going to say, okay, now, pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should gather all of Israel from all over the world. He said, how? He said, Hashem is going to gather us if we have those two things in mind. If we have 65 plus 45, we have Aleph Dalet, it means that Hashem is the master of the universe. It means I know Hashem is, and I have to appreciate it. We have to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara, Abraham Avinu was the first one that called HaKadosh Baruch Hu by this name. The Gemara says, what's this? The Gemara says that Abraham Avinu came to correct the sin of Adam HaRishon. What was the sin of Adam HaRishon? Adam HaRishon didn't appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says Abraham Avinu accepted and kept the whole Torah, even before the Torah was given to us, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much he appreciates HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us the Torah. The Gemara, Abraham Avinu was the first one that called HaKadosh Baruch Hu my master. I appreciate you, you're my master. Not just because you're the master of the universe, but I appreciate you that you gave me your life, and you're the master of the universe. Somebody that the Gemara said, Amosha did not accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the master of the universe to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did something against HaKadosh Baruch Hu without appreciation. The Chachamim, that's what the Gula of Mitzrayim was because of Avraham. The Gemara says, Mitzvat Bikurim is b'zechut Avraham, because you have to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chachamim says, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the story in the Torah. It's not to tell us, look what your poor fathers did, do what they never did, they complained, no. The message for us, Chachamim said, we should never complain. We should appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thank you for everything you gave us. So if we don't appreciate it, it comes from the root. For them, HaRishon and the generation of the Bilde Tower, and the people who put a special mitzvah in the Torah, never allow not to like someone that ever did you a favor, even though, right? Because that has to be inside us. We have to appreciate everything. And if you don't like something, somebody, it means you don't appreciate that person. It means you're not going to appreciate the Kadosh Baruch Hu. No, Hashem.
No, next week is off. It's July 4th.
No.
Tuesday's the 4th.
The weekend is this week, not that next week.
Okay. Next week.